7:45. Let's do a little chamber chat. I like that little intro because chamber ambassadors, you know, they're the people that come out and reach out, and they're everyday people. Stacey Rui is in the house. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm well. You've been an ambassador since 2008?
Yes. It's been a minute, right?
Okay, Beth, you got to be like one of the longest ambassadors in town. That's a long time.
I think there's one other one who's been longer than me, so yeah.
So what do you love about being a chamber ambassador?
So being an ambassador, you get to talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do that in our work or whatever, but when you're doing it for something else, you have a different personality. You can just talk to them.
Yeah.
And you get to see everybody. You get to meet all the different people. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the best part, is getting to know all of the different businesses around the area.
It is, isn't it? And so, you know, you own City to Shore Realty. You are also part of the Homeless Prevention Partners Women Council of Realtors. I knew that. And Bras for a Cause. So you got a lot of things going on.
Oh, yeah. Juggle a lot of.
Yeah, you do. And you just, and the thing is, somebody like you, you make it look so easy, you know, and that's probably why you get asked to do things, because you make it look so easy. But a chamber ambassador, there's an ambassador program, am I correct? And you sign up for it and you learn how to, and what you do is you show up to events and you're an ambassador for the chamber.
Right. Yes. So we are the greeters at events. We do work at the events. We are also the front line, I guess, for the chamber. So we contact all of the members to reach out. What do they like that we're doing? What do they want to see the chamber do more of? But we are the ones who collect that information to help that chamber out.
That's awesome. And then you go to the breakfasts and the luncheons and all the things that they do.
All of the events.
All the time. And, you know, they always have so many great programs with the chamber as well, where you can better your business and do things like that. Tell me about Homeless Prevention Partners. I just want to ask what that's about.
So Homeless Prevention Partners is a nonprofit in the area. Most people recognize our Soup for All event that happens in November.
Thank you.
But yes, we do run a golf outing as well, and we take donations year round. So we work with people in the area who are struggling for housing security. So it could be that they're missing their rent payment because their kids were sick and they didn't work for a week.
Right.
Something like that. So we help fill in the gaps on that.
I think that's amazing. And I think being a chamber ambassador probably lends itself to different nonprofits. It does. You know,
it does.
You're comfortable talking in front of people. You're comfortable being around people. You're also part of the Women's Council of Realtors. What's that?
Yes. I'm the state president for the Women's Council of Realtors, Michigan.
You are?
Yes. So the Women's Council of Realtors is an organization that really has worked to help build business up for women, build them up in their confidence, to empower them to be leaders throughout their communities, whether it is through nonprofits or through the real estate industry or whatever it might be they're looking to do.
Awesome. That's awesome. So you have been a chamber ambassador since 2008. Somebody listening in the audience right now, they have a business. They're not part of the chamber. And the chamber, by the way, they're constantly adding all these new businesses. It's like in the last 2 weeks, I don't know what they were doing, but it was really cool to see businesses joining. Great. What would you say to someone who's not part of the chamber? What would you say to them if they were thinking about it? You know, they're on the fence.
I would encourage them to check it out. They are welcome as a guest to check things out and to see what programming the chamber has that will benefit them, because there are a variety. You see the business after hours or the early bird breakfast, and maybe that's not for them, but there are roundtable groups. There are different luncheons that they will do, different networking things. So there is something for every type of business out there.
I would agree. In Bras for a Cause, I was one of the MCs last year with Dave Cackley from TV13, and I've known him with radio for a long time. We're doing this again. October 24th is the
date? October 24th.
This is wonderful, and it'll be in Spring Lake at the Trillium Center?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I will put links to that in this podcast, but we'll bring you back in for that because I'll be the MC. We want to get lots of tickets sold.
Absolutely.
Lots of tickets sold.
Lots of tickets sold. Sponsors.
And it's a great cause because it benefits Bluebird Cancer Retreat.
It does.
Yes.
And that's so important.
It is so important. It really, really is. It's so nice to see you. You know, is the world of, you know, we know that housing is not easy. What are you seeing? Are you seeing a lot of people buying or selling right now?
We have a pretty level market right now, so you're not seeing a lot of houses come on the market. We do have buyers who are looking, of course. There's not enough houses for sale, so there are more buyers than houses for sale, but we've been in that market for a while.
Well, you have. You've been doing this a long time.
Yes. And I like to see the plateau where you don't have some of the crazy bidding wars that we had a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It makes it a lot. I feel like you can do your job a lot better for somebody when they don't have to bid something crazy.
Yeah.
You can really slow down the process and make sure they understand what's happening.
Yeah. What do you love about being a chamber ambassador the most?
I love being in front of people, the different events, just being able to talk to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just, you know, and you're always, and there's always new people coming to town. I never assume that like somebody has lived here forever. You know, I'm meeting new people in town all the time.
Yes. It's been a big change.
Yeah. And they may not even know that there's a local radio station or that there's a chamber or there's this or that. And so you have to get the word out. So what are you going to do for the long holiday weekend?
We are hanging around home this weekend. It's going to be kind of nice and quiet, which
good.
Isn't a bad thing.
Actually, I'm looking forward to that, too. A whole lot of nothing. Nobody has invited me anywhere, and I'm good with that. Stacey Rui, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. It's another Chamber Chat. CBS.